John chapter 15, got maybe a quick thought tonight. I don't know how long I'm going to preach. Probably not going to preach real long. But you ever thought about joy? I want to preach on the joy of a Christian. If you're here tonight, you ought to have joy in your heart. Amen. If you're saved, Christians ought to be the happiest people on earth. Amen. John chapter 15. Let's look at verse 10 and 11. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. God, we love you. Lord, we come to you in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you, God, for another day. We thank you, Lord, for the service this morning. Lord, the altar's full, God. Thank you, Lord, for those that was rededicated, God. Thank you, God, for answering prayer, Lord. Thank you, God, for just watching over us today, Lord, bringing us back tonight, God. Just another opportunity to worship you and lift up Jesus, God. Have your hand on us right now, Lord. Touch each heart right now. God, help me to preach the Lord. Do what I cannot do on my own. I need you, Lord. And whatever's going to be done tonight, God, we'll know Jesus did it all. We love you in the precious name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. You ever thought about how many ways people pursue joy or people pursue happiness? You know, a lot of times if we're not careful, we go after things that we think are going to make us happy. And come to find out it destroys us. Amen. Amen. I've known people all throughout my lifetime, especially being in law enforcement. I've known people that they were pursuing happiness through alcohol or through drugs or through relationships. Let me tell you something. If you're not getting your joy from Jesus, you ain't happy at all. You ain't going to find it in unbelief. Voltaire said this. Voltaire was an infidel. And his last thing he wrote, he said, I wish I'd never been born. Very famous, very rich. You ain't going to find it in pleasure. Lord Byron lived a life of pleasure if anybody else did. And then he wrote, the worm, the canker, and the grief are all mine alone. You're not going to find it in money. Jay Gould was an American millionaire, had plenty of money, and when he was died, he said, I suppose that I am the most miserable man on earth. Most of us know the story of Howard Hughes and how Howard Hughes died a recluse in a room by himself. Money ain't gonna do it. Money can't bring you happiness. Position and fame can't bring you happiness. Lord Beaconsfield enjoyed more of that, and he wrote this: youth is a mistake, manhood is a struggle, and old age is a regret. You ain't going to find it in military conquerors. You ain't going to find it by conquering different things. Alexander the Great conquered most of the world in his day, and having done so, he wept in his tent before he said these last words, there are no more worlds for me to conquer. Understand something. True happiness, true joy only comes through Jesus Christ. Amen. We have joy in God tonight. Amen. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 5, verse 11, and not so only, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. As I was thinking about this today, I was thinking about we have joy in God because we are saved through Jesus from the wrath of an almighty God. Now let me just give you a picture, okay? Who am I going to pick on? I'll pick on David. If somebody was to mess with Tucker or Tanner, they would have the wrath of David on them. Amen? If somebody was to mess with Robert or Brett, Ryan or Brett, they would have the wrath of Brother Robert on them. You mess with Heather or Blake or some of my grandchildren, you're going to have my wrath on you, and it's going to be hard. Amen? I ain't going to let up. If somebody messed with those two little boys that Gavin's got, I guarantee that righteous indignation would swell up. And any man that's worth his salt, any man or woman that's worth anything, you would rise up and you would fight for your child. Amen? Amen. How in the world do you think you and I are going to be able to avoid the wrath of an almighty God when he gave his only begotten son to die on a cross to cover your sins and my sin, and we trample underfoot the blood of Jesus, and we do not respect the blood of Jesus. We do not respect the Son of God. I'm just telling you, if I was God, I'd pour it out on everybody. But thanks be unto God that grace came by Jesus Christ, and you and I are safe from the wrath of God. I have joy that I know tonight when I lay down my head that I don't have to worry about an almighty God squashing me like a grape. Because I told you before, if I was God, we'd all be in trouble. Amen. But we also have joy in salvation. The Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me in the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorned herself with her jewels, salvation and righteousness are composed all in one. Understand something. We have joy in salvation. But understand, I have joy in salvation because I have joy in righteousness. Let me tell you something. David says it a lot in Sunday school. You and I are not perfect. You will never be perfect. There's no way that you and I can live a holy life outside the blood of Jesus. But glory to God, I know that I've been saved. I know that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I know that I ain't got to be perfect to make it to heaven. All I got to do is trust in the blood. Trust in what Jesus Christ did on that cross for me. Understand that you can't have one without the other. Amen. If you saved, you got joy. And if you got joy, you saved. Amen. See, I didn't say happiness. But there's a lot of lost people that's happy. Happiness is just for a minute. But joy is something that you and I have on the inside. Amen. But we also have joy in the Word of God. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16, thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was as unto me joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. The word will be a joyful joy to the child of God. That word joy right there comes from the Greek word that means basically joy or mirth or rejoicing. Now, David, I quote David a lot when I'm preaching, especially on Sundays. David said he don't read his Bible a whole lot, but he listens to it all the time. I'm going to be honest with you. I read my Bible and I listen to my Bible. I love it. I have joy. There's nothing better than when you're going through something, Brother Terry, and you're reading the Word of God or you're listening to the Word of God, and God speaks to you through his Word. I'd hate, Brother Clint, have God speak to me through his Word than have every preacher in the world telling me what the Bible says. Amen. I like it when God speaks. I like it when the Word of God brings joy to my heart. I like it when the Word of God brings peace to my mind. I like it when the Word of God brings joy to everything around me. Understand something. When Jesus stepped out on that water and he said, peace be still, it was not because there was not peace. It was because they didn't have any peace at the time. And when he spoke peace, everything calmed down. The Word of God is what works. Amen. Psalms chapter 1, my favorite psalm, my favorite chapter in the Bible. Blessed is the man. Happy is the man, joyful is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Now listen, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. When you meditate on God, and you meditate on the Word, and you got that Word in you, just like I was reading right here, Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might be full, and remain in you, and your joy may be full. He said, you got to abide in me. But understand something, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Now listen, here's what happens when you do that. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That, you can take that verse and go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, Brother Jared, when he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. If you'll take this right here and you'll let this right here get on the inside of you and permeate on the inside of you, I'm telling you right now, you'll be blessed. You might not have material gain, but you'll be blessed. You'll be happy. You'll be joyful. Amen. Through the word. Through the word. You can be going, and I'm trying not to get ahead of myself, you can be going through hard times and you'll still be blessed. Amen. We can joy in tribulations. Amen. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, patience experience, experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. It's not that tribulations are good. The Bible says all things work too good to them that love the Lord. It didn't say all things are good. It says all things can work too good. Amen. Let me tell you something, folks. Joy in tribulation. I'll never forget it, and I've used this before. I'm going to use it again tonight. We hadn't been up here 6-8 months. Robert and Angie lost a baby. And I won't never forget at that graveside service with that little bitty casket and Sister Angie sitting up there rocking back and forth saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I'm sitting there thinking, how in the world? You know why? Because there was something on the inside. Amen. That you can't explain and I can't explain. And there's some, I'm just telling you, when you're going through the hardest times of your life, there'll be something on the inside that can well up in you, and you can know that you know that you know that there is joy, because you know there is a Savior, and you know that he is watching out for you, and you know that he is working all things for your good. Amen. Amen. There's joy in tribulation. John chapter 16, verse 22 says this, and ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. Man can't steal what God's gave me. Amen. Amen. Jesus put it in here. But it's also going to be joy for the Christian when he comes back. Amen. Amen. And I believe it ain't going to be very long. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 19 says this, for what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? Glory to God. One of these days, somebody, we were talking about this the other day. Somebody asked me, I believe it was Preacher Thad, and bless his heart. He said, do you think that the lost people's going to hear the trumpet? I said, I don't think so. And it really don't matter. But I know who's going to hear it. Amen. The church is going to hear it. Amen. Amen. I kind of think about it, you know, as we're going to be just walking around down here, just doing whatever we're supposed to be doing. We're working for the Lord and living for the Lord and looking for him to come back. And all of a sudden that trumpet's going to sound, and it's almost going to sound like when they open up the back doors of the church and they start playing, here comes the bride. Amen. The church is going to call up. Hey, the Bible says the dead in Christ arise first, then those of us which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet them in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. I'm telling you right now, y'all think I get happy down here? You just wait till that day. You just wait till we get to heaven. You're going to get, some of y'all going to get happy too. You might not like it, but you're going to get happy anyhow. I told them the other night, this is the quietest world we're going to live in. Amen. Heaven's going to be loud with praise, just like we was preaching about last Wednesday night, about those around the throne, Brother Robert, crying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Heaven's going to be a loud place, but hell's going to be a loud place too. Thank God I got joy in my heart, Clint, knowing where I'm headed. Amen. Let me ask you a question. Do you know without a doubt that if something were to happen right now, that heaven's going to be your home. I want you to bow your heads with me.